The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 28 and 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 25th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Nahi yasa annatamam kinchit asangpratta avakarsanam Najyat Tija Inya Namastabhya Astati Visa. Suto Bhata Sutya Bhagavata Proktam Padguna Parabiha Krishna Krishna Pastam Parikramya Brahman, Brahmasya, Sandhadi. So, counteraction. This is military science. Samveda, Yajurveda, Sambhaveda. And military science also, one of the part of the Veda. Dhanudveda. It is called Dhanudveda. How to utilize dhanu. Dhanu means bow, an arrow. Similarly, Ayurveda. Ayurveda means medical science. How to protect the ayu. Because the body is perishable. So, in the Vedic knowledge, everything is there to guide the human society. It is stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpataru Golitam Phalamidam. Nigama means Veda. And that is Kalpataru. Nigama Kalpataru Galitam Phalamina. It is compared with a tree. What kind of tree? Desert. Nigama Kalpataru Kalpataru. Kalpataru can be found in the spiritual world, not in this material world. The spiritual world is described in the Brahma Samhita. What is that? Kalpataru. Chintamani. Kalpataru. Chintamani prakara sadama su kalpataru. In the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan. Is described that the houses, palaces in that land, spiritual land, Golok Vrindavan, is made of Chintamani. Chintamani Kalpataru. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpataru. Surabhi Ravi Palayantam. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevamanam govindam adipurusam samaham maya. So Kalpataru means whatever you want you can get from that tree. Because everything is spiritual. For example, we can give you that you are a spiritual being. I am also a spiritual being. If I say, bring me a glass of water, he'll bring. Give me some fruit, he'll give me. Bring this, he'll bring. Because you are spirit soul, you can supply me whatever I want. This is the spiritual life. Not that I wanted a glass of water. You can supply me a glass of water only. No. If I want other things, you can supply me. This is an example, crude example. So, when there is no material obstacles, then the spiritual world can be utilized for any purpose. Here, because you are covered with the material body, there are two energies. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Material energy and spiritual energy. Bhumi rāpana lobhāyu khaṅgamano buddhirīva. This is material energy. And Krishna says, aparāyam. This is inferior. Apara. Itastum vidhime prakritim parā. There is another superior energy. What is that superior energy? Living. It is not death. Jīva-bhūta mahābhāyo jayidam dhārate jagat. Without spiritual energy, this whole universe is useless. Anywhere you go. The modern scientists, they are going to, so-called, they are going to this planet, that planet, and they do not find any spiritual energy. They simply see the material energy, sand and rock. That cannot be. Because they can bluff, because people are not aware of the whole science, they can bluff. In this material world, there are two energies working, material and spiritual. There cannot be only material. There must be spiritual energy. So, they say that there is no light, that means there is no spiritual world, spiritual energy. It cannot be accepted. It cannot be. It is out of question. Because here we find jīva-bhūta mahābhāho jayidam dhārgati jagat. There must be living entity who is conducting this material energy. This body is very beautiful, very useful. Why? Because the spiritual energy, the soul is there. Otherwise there is no value. So when there is a planet, when there are other things, how it has developed? This is a reasoning. This is sense. Because the material energy cannot develop without spiritual energy. Jīva-bhūta mahābhāho jaya idam dhārjate jagat. There cannot be anything material without spiritual energy. What is this body? How this body came into existence? Because the spiritual energy, the soul is there. A dead child born, it will not grow because the spiritual energy is not there. So it has to be concluded that as soon as there is material, a manifestation of the material energy, there must be spiritual energy. It cannot. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that this whole cosmic manifestation is combination of material energy and spiritual energy. So, therefore in the Vedas, Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda Vida Jnana. In the Sanskrit bhag, Vid, Vidhat. Vidhyati means knowledge, to know. Vetti ved vidagyane vinte vid vichara. Rabhe vindati vindate vidhyati. From vidhyatu, the Veda has come. Veda means knowledge. So from the Vedas, you can have all different types of knowledge, namely material knowledge and spiritual, both, perfectly. Because we have now forgotten our spiritual energy, we do not cultivate spiritual energy, therefore the veil is there. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in simple Bengali language, it is said, Anadhi Vahinmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela Ataya Krishna Ved Purana Kurila. Because these rascals, Anadhi Vahinmukh, do not know, just like this bird chirping, but he does not know what he is, where from he is coming, where to go, nothing. There is no great life. We are now forgetful of our spiritual energy, and because we do not know spiritual energy, therefore we have no knowledge of God. This is our position, and it is coming since very, 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 very long time, time immemorial. Therefore, the Vedas are there. Anath Bahimnuk Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela Atayev Krishna Ved Purana Kurila. So we have to utilize the Veda Purana. The Veda Purana is here in India. It is not for India, it is meant for the whole universe. But still it is available in India. That is India's special position. Indian civilization is not very much interested with the four-wheeled civilization. India is interested in spiritual cultivation, Veda Purana. So, this science, as it is mentioned here, Unnat Asrabhya. So, Arjuna was expert in military science, and still he was a devotee. It is not that only a brahmana with very clean cloth and clean habits, sattva saucabhyam, brahmana's first qualification is truthfulness and cleanliness. Sattva saucabhyam. This is the first qualification. Samanamati dikkharjava jnanam vijnanam astrikam brahma karma sabhavajam tyagina sattva saucabhyam jamena niyamena va. So, this is brahminical qualification, but there are others also. That is Khatriya. He is expert in the military science. How to kill. So the killing art is there. He cannot make it null and void by advocating non-violence. No. That is required. Violence is also a part of the society. Just like here is some eating sensation, this is violence. It is required for the comfort. So similarly, Arjuna was Kshatriya. He knew the art of killing, and still Krishna is Krishna also. He appeared as a Kshatriya in the dynasty of Kshatriyas. Vasudev, son of Vasudev, he also knew the art of killing. That is also one of the part of his business. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata paritranam sadhuna vinashaya duskita. So vinash requires violence. So we cannot decry violence. That is also required. Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita, the science of God, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. We cannot condemn violence, that is not possible. But there is no violence in the spiritual world. That is a fact. Violence is only in the material world. Therefore, when Krishna desired to fight, because all desires are coming from him, janmādrasya jataha, anything that we have got experience, everything is there in God. Therefore is God. Not that minus something. Nothing minus. Everything. Akila rasamrita sindhu, raso vaisa. These are the Vedic injunctions. He is the reservoir of all rasa, humor or mellow. So, this is also a mellow. Sometimes, cruel men, they take pleasure by killing. I've seen it. One hotel man was cutting the throat of one chicken, the half cut, and it was sobbing, jumping. His child was crying because he could not see such horrible scene. And the man, the hotel man, he was laughing and pacifying the child. Why you are crying? Just see how he's crawling, how he's jumping. So, one subject matter, the rasa is different, human is different. He is enjoying one rasa, the father, and the child is crying, that is also another rasa. So the whole world is full of rasa, adi rasa. The sex life is called adi rasa. There is vivatsaras, hasaras, korunaras, madhujaras, vatsalaras, sakharas, shantaras. There are so many rasas, 12 rasas. Annaya vadirek, adiras. So, janmadrasya jataha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has described this adi from adiras. Adiras means the conjugal love, that is called adiras. So, janmadrasya jataha, where from the adiras come? The attraction between man and woman, that is a fact. The attraction is there in everywhere. Either human society or animal society or bird society, beast society, the attraction is there. Pungsa sriya mithuni bhava metat. The whole world is existing on mithuni bhava. Sex. Janama ithunadi griham edi sukham mitucham. These things are there. So where from it comes, this adi-rasa? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has described in his comment on Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning, that Krishna is the origin of Adira, Janmadrasya. From there, this Adira is generated. That is Radha Krishna. So everything is there. Otherwise, imperfectness. So, as there is Adirat, Krishna is enjoying with the gopis and Radharani. Similarly, he enjoys with Vibhatsaras, Bidaras, killing. Killing is also Bidaras, because he is the reservoir of all rasas. So, Janmadasya Jata. So, do not think that this violence or fighting is bad. No, nothing is bad when it is utilized for Krishna. And nothing is good when it is utilized for your sense gratification. Everything is bad. So, here, Krishna ordered that this is Brahmastra. He could not understand that intolerable temperature, heat, and Arjuna inquired where from the heat is coming. So, Krishna informed him that this is due to Brahmastra released by Ashwatthama. This rascal does not know how to counteract it. Naivasu Veda Sanghara. He does not know. Formerly in the military science, you have released one kind of arrow. If I am expert, that I can release another arrow which will counteract your arrow. Naivasu Veda Sanghara. It is called Sanghara. So, Ashwatthama released that Brahmastra. Now, Krishna advised Arjuna that you release this Sanghara, how to counteract. Unnadhyam Astragyam Unnadhyam. You know better than him how to counteract. Different astras are released by different expert military men. So that science is not yet discovered by mantra. That's why here it is said that he took water, apa, pristya apastam parikramya, apa. Just like we take namo apa vishra pavitra va sarva avasthanga sobhi va. Similarly, mantra and water can be utilized for very, very important purpose. Simply mantra and water. So this is the science. This is called subtle science, not gross. They have discovered this atomic weapon. They require so many chemicals. But when you come to the higher stage, subtle, then mantra and water will do. Nothing more. No more chemicals. Simply mantra and water. That is yet you have to learn. But these things are there in the Vedas. If you are a serious student of Veda, you can also learn. You can also fight like Arjuna. There is no difficulty. Therefore, Krishna says, Shastragyam unnatam unnadhyam astragyam. You can also become learned the higher science of military art, you can also utilize, but that requires brain, good brain. That is not possible now, because the culture is lost. Now everyone is Shudra. Nobody is Kshatriya, nobody is Brahmana by the time. Kalo Shudra Sambhava, the Shudras cannot learn all these. Because Shudras have no right to understand Vedic knowledge. It is meant for the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas. No, even not for the Vaishyas. Kriya Vaishya Tatha Shudra. They are rejected. Women and Vaishya and Shudra. Krishna says, Kriya Vaishya Tatha Shudra. But Krishna says, Te Vijanti Parangatim. Even women and Shudra and Vaishya, low grade, they can also get parangatim, promotion to the transcendental world. How? Manhi partha vipasitya jepishu papajum. If you take to Krishna consciousness, then in the low grade born persons, beginning from Kriya Sudra Vaishya, down Chandalas. Chandalas means less than the Chandra. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa. They are Chandalas. Kirata means the black clan or the Africans. So they are called Kirata. Huna Andhra Pulinda Pukkasa Avira Sumba Javana Kasad. Javana Kasara Mongolians. Without any mosquitoes. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa Avira Sumba Javana Kasad. Jenne cho papa. In there are still more low grade sinful society. Jinne chupam. Jad upasraya sraya. If he takes the shelter of a pure devotee, Siddhanti becomes purified. Becomes purified. How? Siddhanti. Because Prabhu Vishnave Nama. Lord Vishnu has got so exalted power that through his devotee, He can purify anyone, never mind if one happens to be Chandala. And what to speak of others. King Puna Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajasayasata. If they can be delivered, then what to speak? Those who are Brahmanas. Brahmana means Punya. Without having background of pious activities, nobody can take birth in rich family, in Brahmana family. Nobody can become highly learned person. Nobody can become beautiful. Janma Aishajya Sutasri. They are the action, reaction of Punna. It's just the opposite is Papa. So everyone, there is no question of Papya Kuna. If anyone takes shelter of Krishna, Manghi Partha Vyapasitya, Jipishu Papajana, it doesn't matter. Everyone can be elevated to the transcendental position of Krishna consciousness. So, this movement is there. Take advantage of it and elevate your life and finish the material trouble, dukkha nama sāsvatam. It is only simply full of misery and temporary. This business must be stopped. And jadgatyāna nivartante tad-dhāmam paramam mama. Simply by going back to home, back to Godhead, your all problems of life will be solved. Thank you very much.